Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me for the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast today. Well, the last several days, I've been ministering on a message, the whole Word for the whole man, that God's Word, the entire counsel of God, God's Word speaks to every aspect of our being, body, soul, and spirit. Everything that the human person needs for life and godliness is covered in the Word of God. We have healing for our bodies. We have life for our spirits. We become alive and born again when we receive Jesus into our heart. And then, as I've shared earlier, the remainder of our walk consists of really learning to mortify the deeds of the flesh, to learn to walk in the Spirit and not to allow the carnal nature or that sin nature to be operative. We need to consider ourselves dead to sin. And I've been sharing the importance of our emotions, that they aren't a negative thing, out of hand, but that they certainly can be used very negatively, but they are given of God, and even the negative emotions, as we concluded on yesterday's broadcast, such as anger or fear, those aren't bad things. The fear of the Lord, that's the most important thing to have. And a righteous anger, I shared Psalm 139, 21 and 22, do I not hate them, O Lord, that hate thee? And am I not grieved with them that rise up against thee? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. And of course, we understand that it's the unrighteousness, it's the wickedness, it's not the person, but it's the unrighteous, ungodly acts of transgressors, of sinners, that are a source of such an upset to us. And so we need to have a balance. We need to not be afraid that we can't get upset about anything, but we must do it in a godly manner, just like Jesus. He had anger, but he didn't sin. All right. But now let's look at the positive emotions that we have, the joy, enthusiasm, excitement, wonder, peace, love, all those wonderful things that God has given us a capacity for. They need to be utilized. We need the joy of the Lord. Isn't that true? Because that's our strength. We need enthusiasm. That actually means God breathes a sense of excitement and wonder of living, the excitement of serving Jesus. It ought to be an adventure every day. Now, I'm very much a realist. I know in many cases, in my own life, it certainly hasn't been that. You know, theoretically, positionally, yes. But we do go through trials. We do go through battles. And yet, as we grow more and more in the Lord, our walk does become easier until that perfect day. I truly believe that. But remember when Jesus said, unless you become as a little child, you'll no wise enter the kingdom of heaven? Well, note the attributes of a happy child. A child loves to play, to enjoy itself, to laugh, to smile. I was talking with a gentleman just the other day, and they have a new baby in the household, and that baby is so good. It sleeps at night and just smiles all the time. Isn't that precious? You see, we were created for that. We weren't created for sorrow and unhappiness and heartache. That all came because of sin. But aren't you great? Aren't you great, grateful and thrilled that has been done away with because of the sacrifice of Jesus? That we, of course, in this world we will have tribulation, but a time is coming then all tears will be wiped away from our eyes. But even now, in this present life where there is tribulation and there are trials and there are tests, God is our source of comfort. And that's the whole point of what I'm attempting to impress upon you as you've been listening to the broadcast this week that our resource is God for comfort, for strength, for everything that we have need of. So, how do we engage our souls? Well, we need to receive personal ministry from the Lord. And there are many people that really don't know how to receive His love. Beloved, we have been conditioned by the relationships in our lives. And so often, it's because of the primary relationships as a child, father, mother, or the absence of those that have influenced, that have fashioned and formed our personality. Much of our personality is formed when we're 5 or 6 years old. So the experiences we have as a child, where we really, you know, can't control the things that are happening to us, they form us. And that's why it's important to allow the Lord to heal us. He is our good shepherd who restores our soul. So we need to be able to receive personal ministry from the Father, to receive the Father's love. How great, how precious, how wonderful that is. And there are many ministries that have devoted themselves to bring healing to God's people, inner healing. And thank God for Christian psychologists who are able to counsel, and Christian counselors who will speak to the soul needs of the saints of God. So we need to receive personal ministry from the Lord, and also we need to direct and utilize the positive force of our emotions for God's plans and purposes. And then the Word tells us that we're to ask and believe that we receive. So when we ask God for healing, when we ask for these things, we have to understand He's not standing, you know, above us and shaking His finger at us. He wants us to be healed. If we lack wisdom, what does James say clearly? Let him ask of God, who gives liberally to all men and upbraids not. The things we need, He's not going to scold us for. Not the real, true needs that we have, because that's why Jesus came, that we can be whole. And again, God wants us to use our understanding. Not that we're just to be totally emotional creatures. He's given a man a rational, logical capacity, and God has given that to us. Again, God is utilizing the whole man. He, in fact, that rational, logical capacity separates us from the animal kingdom. God considers that important. Remember when He says through Isaiah, "Come, let us reason together." Now, our feelings, as we know, can be fickle. They can change in a moment's time. So that's why we have to have a marriage of the whole man, the mind, the will, the emotions, and feeling under the tutorship or the guidance or the control, if you will, of the Holy Spirit. Proverbs 4:7 says, "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." Verse 13 says, "Take fast hold of instruction. Let her not go. Keep her, for she is thy life." The Word says that His people, God's people, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Not the knowledge of this world, but a knowledge of His ways. Proverbs 9:10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the holy is understanding." What does that mean? Well, a knowledge of God, a knowledge of His ways, how He does things. Beloved, that's so important. And David said, "One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after." Two things: to behold the beauty of the Lord. And I got revelation on that passage of Scripture that refers to our emotional capacity to appreciate and enjoy beauty, to be thrilled by His love and appreciate His comfort, His tender mercies. That's our emotional capacity. And to inquire in His temple, well, that means to be taught or to learn. And so that refers to our rational or logical capacity. Praise God. Well, there's something also, some revelation God gave, and I'm going to share that for tomorrow's broadcast, or share it on tomorrow's broadcast. But I just want to take a moment to pray. Father, right now, Lord, You see the things we've been ministering on and what You desire to bring integration and wholeness to the lives of your people. Father, right now I pray that you will unite our hearts to fear thy name, that you will cause the emotional, the logical, rational capacity to be guided and to be circumscribed, if you will, by the Word of God. And Holy Spirit, we release you in our lives, that, Lord, not the negative emotions will not overwhelm us and be used of the enemy to get us detoured, but, Lord, every emotion that you've given us shall be utilized in a godly way for the Spirit of the Lord in your plans and purposes. Amen. For the Lord would say to you, my beloved, lo, the moving of my Spirit in your life shall be like a mighty flowing river. There shall be no boundaries. There shall be no shortness of supply. Open your heart to me, and I will fill it to overflowing with my presence. My presence shall be like a rare fragrant oil. Bring your needs to me, and I will abundantly supply out of my fullness. You have only to believe my word. I bring you into a time of preparation, a time of preparing you to be a greater blessing than you've ever been. And you shall know my working. You shall know my power. You shall know my word as never before. I will make it alive in your heart, and I will water it until there is an overabundant harvest. Even now, the heavens are filled with songs of praise. And I say to you, let your prayers and your praises even ascend before me as sweet music to my ears. Beloved, your faithfulness to me is like a rare gift of precious value, for so many of my people count their gifts to me as a thing of small or trifling significance. But beloved, bring your gifts to me in the power of praise and prayer. Give me your faithfulness as one fully in love with a bridegroom. Yea, all that you do is remembered. And when you rise in the morning and speak words of praise from your heart, it touches my heart. And when you lift your voice in prayer, it touches my ears. When you give of yourself, of your resources, it is a gift of unmeasured value because you do it from your heart. Behold, he that has ears to hear my words. I will make your faith more positive, more confident, and active in my power. I'll give you new strength. I'll be glorified by your service and by your faithfulness. And I say to you, I will be glorified. By the power of my Spirit, you shall rise up in a new spiritual enemy. I'll remove those stumbling blocks, and I will make the light of my presence shine on you and out from you to others. Beloved, I cause every seed you plant to flourish, and I will bring forth a glorious harvest. He that sits on the circle of the earth shall see all of your needs, and I will hear your cries, says the Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Lord, for your ministry. Well, my time is certainly gone, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at this same time. The announcer will give our contact information. Till then, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.